Okay, everybody, say. Okay. So this packet is the packet that shows us how the shiur of Kegris was gotten to. Because usually when people learn Hilchos Nida, okay, Gris, it's a dime, it's a nickel, it's a, you know, then you go on. You know, whatever it is. So I thought it's Kedai for, I thought years ago, that it's Kedai to know exactly where the shear came from. Because it's not an arbitrary shear. In other words, when it comes to, like, Riboy Dam, so no one knows exactly what that is. Because, like Rabbi Tuchman always points out, it's not a real halacha brought down of Riboy Dam. It's just a hashara that is Riboy Dam, is some type of hargasha, etc. So everyone gives a half a dollar bill, a credit card, whatever you want to call it. You know, everyone gives these, but this
depends on the body of the particular.
Yeah, but this thing of Gris is very meduktach, and you know, the Chasam Sofer writes that the Meil Tzedakah put in a lot of effort to find out what the shear is.
Doesn't the shear potentially change according to the size of your local bean?
Okay, so that we'll have to see.
So then the milk cup is kind of like...
So let's see. Let's see what's the story of your local bean. Local bean, the bean store. Okay, so we have a Mishnah.
National local bean.
Okay. Gufa shel baharis. Kegris hakilki beruba. There was the shear of a baharis. That means if somebody has saras, so that means that his skin, part of his skin turns white. Right? Like this, just go, this blackboard, this whiteboard is white. And this over here, Wolf white. But this is not white at all. This is not white. This is white. This is white. But this is not white. This is tzivonim. Even if you're not a dark-skinned person, even if you're a regular Caucasian person, it's tzivonim, right? That's the shiloh of when a woman has a kesem on nude color tights. Rav Arieli said, Rav Mani said that's called tzivonim. And then the pasuk shiloh, we said, like Rabbi Tuchman said, is it's a din, version of Reuben Feinstein with Hayodom, that it's a din of tzivonim's only pashas a din in begodim. So it's the same color. If I'd make a baguette out of this color of my skin, it would be called tzivonim. So gufo shel baharis kigris hakilki. So the size of a baharis, this is for the purpose of the goyim, is so part of the skin turned white. So that's a nega baharis as a shear of a gris. And the Bartanura says, gris chatzi pul. Because what does a gris mean? Gris means what? The Lashon grusa. What does grusa mean? It's cut up. So if you take a pul, right? A pul is what?
Feva bean.
What? Feva
bean.
Yeah. So you take this bean, And you cut it in half, chatzi pul, so that's the shear of a gris. That's why it's called a gris, because it's gorus, it's cut, and that's the shear. So you need a shear of gris for to be matami b'tzaras.
After
Yeah, right, exactly. So the Gemara Chulin and Nun Hey Amar Aleph says, "Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Shiurei Chachamim L'Hachmir." The Shiurim of the Chachamim of L'Hachmir, says Rashi, Kol Shiurim Shal Chacham L'Hachmir, Yim Mitzumtzum Chum Lahu Shirinim, Yim Mitzumtzum Kul Lahu Shirinim B'Sochek. In other words, you can have a Shiur like a Tefach. There's a Tefach Otsev and a Tefach Sochek. So sochek, when you smile, you broaden yourself, right? Otsev is mitzumtzum. So if you say you need a shear for mechitzo, something like that, so then to require a bigger shear is going to be the chumrah. So then we want the tefach not to be a tefach otsev, but a tefach sochek. So it's expanded. But what, except for ksamim, shanuvin nida says Rashi, terek hesem shemdal mabog kigris tummy. So if it's gris, it's tummy. So kigilei b'dam nida. Avu gav b'chim misharis la b'mitzumtzum chum rahavi. So if you can rahavi tamei el b'yosem gris. Avu gris atzma machzakinilei b'dam makolus. V'hayu lahokel. Avu gav b'gris yura b'ina kigris va'od. So he says. So over here we require it's a kula that gris is a big gris for oat, gris and a little bit more. We don't say if it's a gris takya then you're tar, right? So here we go with kula in ksamim and we say that the shear is not a gris but it's a gris for oat. So that's a kula. The time is from the ksamim, atzman derabbanan. The ksamim was derabbanan. The midaraisa ad the chazim bigufa to the siv damia rov of sar. Was midaraisa. You need you know it's coming bigufa or you need a hargasha, whatever it is. It's only a din derabbanan. So since it's only a din derabbanan, they would make them. And that's what the Gemara here, Nida and the Chesamid Beis, or the third arrow. Remember, I've got all Shiri Chachamim Lahachmir. Kutz Migris Shok Samim Lahachmir. Okay, so comes the Ravid, the Balei Nefesh. The next page here. Ubegris shall pull so Amru told him came to his here pull so mokum ploni, lo pull a benoni, and the gris shall pull stam, so it's a bean. Hilkach misharinan bechol pull she is dam in lono, a few who goggle. She Amru calls you a chamel hachmir chutz the gris of Samuel Hakel. So therefore, you have a right. Whatever pull you could find. In other words, you see a kesem, so you want to take a pull. So go into the drawer, find a pull. You find a big pull. You got a big pull. Come good. So yeah. you can be makel because
you have a mixture of large and small.
So you take the big one.
Permitted.
Yeah, if you can find a big one. Sharim chol pull she's daming on. So if you have a big pull, you can say, oh, I'm a shire connected the big pull. And therefore, half of that is gris. And therefore, if it's less than the bigs, then I'll be okay. So you have a halacha that you could, whatever pull is bob biotcha, you could, so even though you found, I guess even if you find multi pulls, but if you have a big one, you could say, okay, I'm Kim Lee with the big one. You know? So go out and get a pool. Maybe keep a pool in your house. It's always good to have a pool in your house. I always have this big pool. So I'm after all the need to shine with the big pool that I have in my house. So that's the rising. You know, it reminds me of what the famous Tshuvas HaGaonim, that the Gaonim say, that why does the Shiurim in the Torah follow, Kizayis, Kibetza? So this way, if you have whatever Shiur you have, in that door, you could Beshire, whatever you find. So we don't say the Shiurim, but this is the famous through Chaim Noah, it was based on the Gaonim. That's why his Shiurim are smaller than, the Noda Yehuda's idea that everything, you have to double the sizes because everything shrunk in this generation. No, you have a right to follow Asher Husham. So the same thing the Rav would say. Whatever you find, whatever pool you find, even if the pool now makes it's a big pool, so now the sheer gris the oat is bigger. Well, so good for me. Zachalo.
By Kassim.
Zachalo. Okay. So now let's go further. Let's take a look here. The Rambam here. Here, let's go back to the Mishnah, to page 1. Mokam agris, teisha adoshos. So the gris is the shear of 9 what?
Lentils.
So 9 lentils, 3, 3, 3. You wind it up, 3, 3, 3. And each lentil has 4 sa'aros in them. You can put 4, shear 4 sa'aros. So like a person has a 4 sa'aros on his skin. So that's 36 sa'aros is the shear of teisha adoshos, so that's the shear of gris. Gris va'od is more. And that's look at the safety rain on page 6. The Kaimon Krav Kanita ben Antignus. Dhamma Perkaroa, Bain Harga Makos ben Loharga. Tola aki grishol pool, vanal makina shapir mahu grishol pool, nochach sarach vizor v'ksovim v'ki shiko hadas, shein dama v'kolos v'pashu v'ushim rabba. In other words, you have to find the shiko hadas, that the dama kolos is not so big, so once it gets too big, you can't be told anymore. Yeah. Right, the Rambam is saying whatever you find, zachalo. And even if you were able to find, you had a big pool, so even though the parushim aren't so big, so therefore it's most probably not a parush anymore, or a makolas, but still, that's the kula. And he says, no, you have to work a shikul hadas of how much a makolas is in your. So instead of the rival will go to the bean store and the Iraim would go to the exterminator to find out what the shears.
It's not like not an objective amount.
Yeah, okay, but you have to check all that of what it probably really is. and it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Well, goes all the Kesem Lukein Yeshbo Kegris Vod Veshir Kegrisu Tisha Adashim Hagar Shlosha Al Shlosha Veshir Adashim Kharba Saros Shloshim Veshay Saros Kiboshim Kibuz Begufu Shalada. As when you have in your the way you are on your hand, on your arm, so the saros are not mamish next to each other, they're spaced a little bit, right? So you get an area that has 36 hairs, and then you draw a circle around that, and now you have your shear. Kuvah Shaladim, a regular. I don't know if it's totally on you. If you feel yours is more or less the same.
Depends on the gene pool.
Yeah. Okay. The gene pool. Okay. You know, Derek. Someone's listening to one of my shiurim on Hilchas Mezuzah. So we're talking about it's a big door, and the halacha is you put it shoulder height. So this person wanted to know, so what if the Baal HaBayis is a midget, a dwarf, you know? So does that change the shiur where you put the mezuzah? Well, do you say you follow what regular people are? So if you have a different, or you're a giant, or something like that, but your door is still bigger than that, you know, so that's a discussion in the poskim. Some say you follow what the people who are living there, the Baal HaBayis maybe, some say you follow Rov B'nei Adam, so Mustafa, Rov B'nei Adam. And look in the Pesachei Tshuva. Kuvu Shalom, Ayim B'Tshuva, Meir Nesivim. Remember the Tshuva is Meir Nesivim, if you learn Hilchas Avelis. Yeah. That was the one that gave the Bikula, and the question about his son, maybe Shlomo Kluger wasn't happy with his son. Because of the Kavara Mishaya B'Sara Shebeguf, Lo B'Sara Shebarosh. Right, because the sorrows of the goof are more spread out. Okay. And then the Gil Yomar Shah on page 8. Who's the Gil Yomar Shah? Yeah. Who's the Gil Yomar Shah? There's nothing to do with the Mar Shah. So who's the Gil Yomar Shah? Shlomo Eger, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It reminds me of the hesped that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik gave to the Rav at his Levaya. I was at the Levaya. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik compared his brother. He made two comparisons of his brother. One, he compared his brother to Yosef and his brothers. The people were jealous of Yosef. So that comparison, that was one comparison he made. And the other comparison he made was the relationship between his father and his brother, the Rav and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He compared to Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rav Shlomo Eger. Their father-son who learned together. You know, that was the Iker learning from his father. So who they both became big people. So that was the other comparison that he made. He was the only one who was allowed to be Masbid the Rav. It was only Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. No. Only I was there. he gives Till him to one person, but only one has been, the Baal HaBayis. Okay, but that's a different story. So the Shlomo Hagen says, "Meshkos Hashir Hagris Kites Kadoshim, Eimlo Hashir Kiim Badoshim Beinanim." Adoshim Beinanim. In other words, so what does that mean? That even though when we're talking about the pull, we have that Ravid that says the pull, you can do even a gadol, a big pull, whatever pull you find. Whatever pull you find, zachalo. Good for you. But when you find out what is tes adoshim, you can't go to the store and say, I want big lentils. You got to say, I want the medium lentils. And then, mishar based on that. That's the Mil Tzedakah says. We'll see. Now we're going to look at the famous tshuva of the Mil Tzedakah.
Is he arguing on the Ravid when he's saying?
No.
He's just saying, if you get a better
level. Right. Then you have to.
But you could go according to the.
Theoretically, if you'll get a big pull and it's bigger than, nine small lentils, then zachalo.
Well, where do you see that in the Gilgal Marashah?
The Gilgal Marashah is quoting the Mil Tzedakah that he says that the shear is the lentils that are made. In other words, but when we're talking about a pull, whereas a pull is nine lentils.
Right.
So if you're going to do it, if you want to figure out what a pull is, you want to buy nine lentils in the store, you got to get medium sized lentils.
Right.
But what if you find a big pull? Could you cut it in half? And it's bigger than the nine lentils, so zachalo, good for you.
Is not like the Gilgal Marashah, not like the Taz.
Taz says what?
Taz sounds like everything goes a bigger.
Yeah. So that's really. So let's see. So this is the famous tshuva, the Mil Tzedakah. So he says that. He says, Nishma Kadmona Mididi Nafshi Nefesh Hamaskel Aldas Isha Yoshva Panel Shomata Tokos Alkera Risa Shokotan Motsa Kesem Alkera Supokam and Akhmo Kumosa Kesem. So she had a Kesem, and the question is, Himgol Bishir Kigris for Old? So, in other words, you see, today you have all the books, they already tell you a dime, a nickel, or this, or that. He was the first one. It's hard to believe what they do before him. But like he said, okay, now we got to figure it out. So he's the first person of stature that we have who actually records his quest in seeing how big a gris va'od is. So he wants to know how big. So he did it with the adoshim method. So it's interesting. He was like Mil Tzedakah, like as we see in Anida, he's like a big player, and he was nifta very young. I think in his 40s, whatever. He was nifta very young. He has other famous tshuvas also, but in Hilchos Nida he has many famous tshuvas, so then he became like very much in Hilchos Nida. But they have tshuvas, and the famous tshuva in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that the Mil Tzedakah has, and other things, but. So he says he has to figure it out. Hashem Nitzal Yisha Zosaf in Yashir and Royal beside Kalisha Bokhazim and Kalisha Bekabal Tumma. They guess to see if the Kalisha Bekabal Tumma. And he says a lot of the pictures are low bediktuk. And he says, "Vayosek kosher b'yain lokach lo ramal l'shar b'saros aguf lo harosh." How does it work with the hairs? and what's the adashim. Because here, gam shir adashim, enum yiduim lanu, the isim pergyud mishteches the kelim, adasha amlu lo gdolo lo ktana el beinunis. That when we have a din of adasha for different halachas, so you do beinunis. You see the Mitzvah Maseches Maisus. Perish Aram V'Tiko Bar Kenur. The Dasha Mitzvah Rosh Hamechad Chad Heim Vidbar Yashnei. So it's Beinus. So if I'm a car, we should we'd be Mishar Rebainus. So then he writes, that he's gonna so we get to the line. Yeah. On page 14, maybe. So he says, Adayin Tzvichim, the second time, right, Sarivav, that page, second column, Adayin Tzvichim and Amodoy B'din HaBeinunim. He said, Nichram Beinunim. But how do you know what's Beinunim? Because just because you go, you know, you go to the store, it says, extra large eggs, or medium, you know, but just because they said that that's medium, but everything's relative. Maybe there's another one that's bigger, you know, how do you know? And I speak about it, you know, just because, you know, in our day today, they write in the box, the mediums, you know, you want French fries, you want small, you know, small portion, you want medium. Sometimes you get a small, you say, wow, I wonder what's if this is small, or what's, you know, what's medium, what's, you know, everything's relative. So same thing with, Adashim. Everything's relative. Adayin, Srich Emanu Lemedoi, Vidira Beimonim, Meizer Nikron Beinonim, גם בדקתם ומצוסים שהם בצורסים משורים קצת זה מזה והן על דעת שלושה מינים כנראה לי לשאר במין היוסי גודל שבהם שהיה גלגליהם אחד יוסי ממינים אחר וישאל מפרש אדם שביס אף כי לא שאני משנה שאמרו שזה שאמרו לא גודלו וקטנה על בינה זו מצוויס מה שמדכאי על חלוקס מיניהם ולא על הבינה שבו סאמין זה means they can have different מינים שמשארים בינה סאמין. In other words, the different medium, so the middle type of species, not within the species, the middle. But maybe there was a bigger one. Right, the Adashim, the Mitzvahs, maybe is like the Gedolim. So he says, okay, but then Shalom Ketanim is there, I guess. The Gemarti Likach Habeinim Shalom, and Vigam, Bezeh Min Asma Lekachli Habeinim Shabosu Amin. So he says he took the middle, Vigam Bezeh Min Asma Lekachli Habeinim Shabosu Amin, because he took the middle min, the different species. So he took the middle species and he took the middle of the middle. The low then before should be the matzav shomer adosh shomer bugdov tana lebeinus. Afki amru kol shirei chazal hach bechutz bigrish shel ksamim. Sasu kein perush davim l'shar bebeinim. V'im ki, even though the Ravid says that you could get the biggest gris, because he only said it by the pool, but he didn't say it by the grisim. Tim stam amdu chazal adav shagrisa kilki vayosha gadol sheyimtsa v'chol midas chachamim kenu. So it says you can do it by the grisim, but not by the adoshim. One second. And look now on the next page. So he took the betas of the betas. And he did a evaluation of the middle species, Adoshim Beinoni, in the middle of that. And then he also was man called Shim Yosef Gadol. And then he made another picture. He made one set of pictures with that. And then he made another set with a bigger. Because why? Because maybe there are other meaning that are really bigger than that. He named his Katesh Yirala Lashir Gol Yosef. So he made two pictures. One with what he called Beinonim and one with the bigger beans.
The bigger Adashim meaning the bigger min, the middle of a bigger min Adashim, or the same min Adashim, but just the bigger rod.
Yeah, so does he say?
Because the first one is Beinonim or Beinonim.
Right. Then he says, "V'haya nirul l'shav b'min ha'yosef gadol shebehem idei shehaya al gileihem chad yosef miminim acherim." So then he said, that second paragraph on page 12, he says, after Yilashon HaMishnah Sh'amu Kadosh Sh'amu Gondolo V'tanah L'Aveinus, And that's mitzvah, mashma dekai al chalukas mineim. Right, which the mitzvah is the middle. Lo alabeinu shaboso min atzmo necessarily, shem sharein and beinu hamin, mikol mokom chashavti ke yom nin yoser godo lehem. Aber also shaman chashavti shemin agdolim dolim ma mitzvah sabeinu, so agam kashahu lufana shadoshim mitzvah sem shadoshim gdolim shalonu, chim matzasi, shibais yosef, השדר שאין קדושים גדול לשלונו, אוקיי, הבינים שלהם קנים מזה, הקסם, אמרתי, וכך הבינים שלנו, וגם בזה מן, עוד פעם לקחת הבינים שבו סומן. Yom the Shigol Yosef and Ashur Yosef. Right to Zer Oshia. And then he made another calf. So he did two measures. One was the middle of the middle. And one was bigger. And what was the bigger beans? Because maybe that's really the middle. Take a look in the Chasam Sofer. So he did two measures. He did two measures, and then he gave you two sets of pictures. We'll get to the pictures in a second. He gives you two sets of pictures. One was with the middle beans, and one was with the bigger beans. That's what the Chasam Sofer writes in the next page in the bottom. Hayotzi midvareinu dina yishchem gimel dinim. Motzas kesem shiur b'kikris v'od hu shiur dam ha'kolas gedola v'olimtsa kein dam ha'kolas b'zbaneinu shiur zeh l'tzayin sev miyot stach b'dikto godol. Kamer tirchaz v'giyas yigati atche b'dakti echre agron hazeh tzasi shiur neman k'mo shenitpos esirvel on shtana don klau. So, he measured it twice with two different, with the middle beans and then the bigger beans. So, if you'll take a look for a second here in the take a look on page 29 in the paper Midos Shir Torah of Beidish. He does a summary here. He says like this on page 29. He says, "Kosev the Sefer Mil Tzotah on Oth Yud Aleph on the left." He's back here. Adosha Beidani, the Midah Beidani, connected here. So he did two measures, and the other measure was with a bigger beam. Now, I think he's conscious that maybe the bigger beans were really the middle beans, which maybe there are other beans. And he drew both of them in the Sefer. Now, if you look in the supplement for a second, so the big discussion is that there were two printings of the Mil Tzedakah. One in 1835 and one in 1756. So basically there were two measurements, one with the Beinonim and one with the... So basically, if you look here on page 2, that was the 1835 edition. And then in the 1756 edition, that's page 4. And he drew them in different shapes. So,
different sizes.
So he drew So you have Aleph on page 4. You have, say, Aleph and Ches are the two circular ones. One with the bigger and one with the smaller. And then on page 2 was the later printing. Right, so the question is, which is the accurate?
So this is real outside, right?
Right. So which is the accurate? So basically, if you... So then you have, in both of them, you have the two different sizes. So if you look at the first printing, that's the page 4. So Aleph is basically like a nickel, and Ches is sort of like a quarter. But if you look at the other printing, the later, you know, that's the 1756 edition. But in the 1835 edition, you'll see the hay is smaller and the ches is smaller. So the hay is like what? What? And ches is what? Which is like a penny.
Which one, ches is like a penny?
In page 2.
Yeah.
You tell me.
I think it's bigger than a penny.
Take out your wallet. What? What is it? Later, page 2. So the hay and the ches.
Hay is
a penny.
Ches.
And ches is a. Right, so now the one that's probably more correct is the Beinonim. The other one he did another thing with the Gedolim, so that would be the penny shita.
The hay and the ches are in the same, they're in the same box. Is the hay and the ches, are those both?
Those different shita. Those one is the middle, one is the Beinonim, and one is the Gedolim.
Meaning that
the
box of Aleph through Dalet on the top of the page.
Yes. It's also different sizes. But let's do the second box. The hay and the ches.
It's like a penny and a nickel.
Right, but if you do the other edition,
page 4.
On page 4, it's more like a nickel and a quarter.
In the first edition, you use the Beinoni shear.
Right, so the Beinoni shear is the penny. And in the second edition, the Beinoni shear is the nickel. So they say Rav Yonatan Steif sometimes would be makel to use a quarter, but that's the big shear in the first edition. That's the Oskar.
The second
edition is the Beinoni shear. Yeah. So these are.
The later one is called the Gadi.
No, most probably the earlier one.
Mm-hmm.
be the more lenient here.
Yeah, because usually when new printing, they shrink things. The old days, everything was bigger. Now today, everything, you see, like any safer you get, the old printing was the bigger. Now everything is, the old Igros Moshe, the new Igros Moshe, the old, everything is shrunk. So the...
It's gotten a basin.
Yes. Right. So, and then you have the shir of the Balatanya. And there's a tshuva from the Balatanya. It's from the Balatanya, yeah. So one second. So that's what he says, the Kokuzman, that the elder tefus, they shrunk it. But the first one, it was like a nickel.
I say you have one to be
something
has to be maker for
water. Yeah, so that's what he said. Rav Yonatan Steif, that was a real Shas HaTzorah. He would right, maybe good. I'm sure there are people who so Rav Abadi is very into the nickel. If he writes here on page 32. The Shia Kesem came to the middle and Shia Shol Kyusva Oru go not pay a nickel on their clay. Or you take a penny and you put a square around it. And others say differently. And he says, so these are the two different pictures. If you want to say, so if you want to say Steif on page 34, it says on the left column, he says, "Chutz mizel itim hayanichdas hagri shteif." Like the seventh line, "Ba'ovi hakora latar ish lebay legam bekesem pegodol kimat quarter, 24 millimeters, seven dollar." "Ulay lezes mach atzmo ala igul hagodol shemil tzaka." And then he tells you different Shematim Agar Moshe Wolfson, Masha Shaharalo, Omar Ara, Gog Yavionis and Steif, Lakal Gam, Miktas Yosemi nickel. So you make a little more than a nickel, and then sometimes even up to a quarter. I think also, they came out, the JLIC came out with a Nida Kala book. So they asked me to read it over. So the first, it was primarily written by Mrs. Connie Lowenstein, the daughter of Joe Lieberman. She did most of the work, and then they asked me to look it over. So the first thing, one of the first things I saw is that they said a nickel, the shear. So I followed that shear, everybody holds it, but I thought maybe they shouldn't like that, because the others, like Rav Moshe, so why should they have only that shear? Even though I might follow Rav Bani's sheet on this, but it doesn't mean that that should be the... So Rabbi Menachem Schrader said to me something like, he's the head of JLIC, he said, he's heard from the Rav, I think something close to a quarter. So the Rav already said a quarter, so you know he's not going to go lower than the nickel. But I said, from my perspective, I would have put in a nickel and some say a penny. You know, some say a nickel, some say a penny, whatever you want to do. But he didn't even want to put that because he said the Rav held it was even even bigger. So, so that's the way they left. It just came out recently. Yeah. And then there's more things. There's a whole shuva, there's a whole play kash from the placey and a whole, it'll take us 3 hours just to work that out. So I don't know if we're going to do that now. Or, but the one thing I want to, Rav Gutman pointed out, the Mishnas Yaakov, the Kapusha Rav, he said something like a nickel. Something close to a nickel. But there's a tshuva. Here's the tshuva. The Sefer Sheiris Yehuda. Sheiris Yehuda is on page 23. He's the brother of the Alter Rebbe. So he basically said that he has a Mesora. Yeah, you want to see a nice synopsis that's not too hard to follow. In this paper, Parak Halacha. From a Farkish, he's a Lubavitcher. So he says that he has a so that yeah. Because of a rubber made of Admor, so might be because it's a chodzibo. The Tziva will also meet us, the Gersky meet us, but there. So tell me how to be other with there. That looks like a dime. So he said the shear that he had originally, he was chodzibo from. He based it on the hair. Maybe I grew up in my pocket. That was a heavy raya. I wish I had freshman, but best loving. The cousin had me on the front embassy at Canal. He tells a story here. To shave the hair of the on the arm, and then to see how they grow in, and how much would be in that. The chakach atisi eagle terach haribuv also midas agris to midas abeya, and he got the 36 hairs in the size of a. Like a dime. And that was that day he always used. And even though this in the Sefer he's not sure biggest year, but he was Kozibo. And that's the famous tshuva of the based on the hairs, how many hairs were in the area, he so the Chazon Ish has a famous comment. So we'll see, have to see what that shear was, but it was a bigger shear. So he quotes here the Chazon Ish on page 25 from the Rodem Yehuda. Ein echad nemal lomah shaploni hagon chazor lo shechazor bo. Not shehitir acharei shagon lo piercing chazorosho kadin echad. In other words, if somebody wrote a sefer, so whatever his psakim are in the sefer, those are his psakim. Now if someone wants to say, oh, I heard Rav Moshe, I heard this, he was chazor bo. But he wasn't a farsim. So then you don't have a neman, it's keneged hachazaka. To say, that's what the Nodi Huda says. Ein echad nemal lomah shaploni hagon chazor lo shechazor bo. He wrote a private letter to me that he was Chozebo. But he never was Mepharsim. Shegon lo piercim chazaroso kedin ein echad nege hamuchsuch beheter. Hadover mutter kimo shahoyo. Tafil tabachacham einu nema. That's an interesting note of Yudah that the Chazon Ish quotes. So that's why he says that you can't rely on the Sheiris Yehuda's tshuva. Even though he says, yeah. It's an interesting, they say, oh, the Mishnah Brura, yeah, he was Chozebo, but about the desserts, about the, what was his original shear? It was bigger shear. It was the biggest year. If you want, you give me. You do me a favor. Get me from my office, the Josh Weinberg notes. So this is a fascinating idea. Starting with the Ravid of the pull, with the difference between the pull and the Adashim. That the pull is the bigger pull you can get, but the Adashim were Beinin in there. But still, he had a suffix for what was Beinin, so he did two measures.
But if the Adashim are a function of the pull,
Okay, I'll read your way. It can be inconsistent.
Sorry?
One second. I'll read it to you from here. Page 88. This is the way. Yeah, let me just read you. Yeah, I'll read you from, this is halacha from Rabbi Josh Weinberg's notes on my shiurim some time ago. He says, here, when the Shulchan Aruch rules based on the Ravid that one may use a big pull, that is if it's veil here. So that was the pull. Emil Stucker printed the Sefer shaped alvavavah measured with the medium-sized lentils, and Zayin Ches were done with large lentils. He writes that when the size came out, the same lentil came, yeah. So he says, so he did two measures. He did two measures, one with the larger ones and one with the, so he says that the Aleph to Vav were measured with the medium and Zayin and Ches with the, so so that it was shrunk, etc. Let me see if, what was the original Alter Rebbe. Shulchan Aruch writes, he liked the cheshbon of the Mil Tzedakah. Right. So that was the Mil Tzedakah's cheshbon. So whatever you hold in the Mil Tzedakah, but it was definitely bigger than this nine. So he says that Mil Tzedakah, the Sheris Yehuda claims that it went smaller. So he says so that was the Chazon Ish, that he doesn't have Nemanus. There's more complexities with the Placey and this, but I think let's see, maybe I can say it over to you a different time, but okay, I think we'll stop here now. And that's the story.
You're bringing the letter that the
brother? No. The Alter Rebbe's brother, Seamus Yehuda, records something that he says he heard from his brother.
Right.
That he told him to shave his hair and then see where the 36 hairs grow and what the size is. And that was the size like of a dime. And then he always used that coin with... You see that picture of Rifarkas, it's like a dime, which was less than any of the shiurim of the meal stuff. So Chazanish is saying a cooler. He has no manas to be mafnish.
It was the Alter Rebbe wrote a private letter to his brother, and he was closing that letter.
Right. If he wrote a letter... Yeah, but there the question is if we know that that's Ksav Yodo, and now he's Mepharsim, maybe that would count. But here it's his letter.